Call to order. And let us do a roll call, please. Do you want to do the roll call? Okay. Just identify yourself, please.
Harris Seldrick from the Spence Engineering, the engineer from the village of Pomona.
I'm Stephen Honan. I'm the attorney for the board.
I'm Daniel Kolek. I'm chairman of the planning board.
Ellie Norowitz, planning board member.
Mark Friedman, planning board member.
Moshe Belzer, planning board member.
I invite everyone, compel no one to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, I want to welcome to the board. He has been an alternate member. We have a new permanent board member to replace Donna's wonderful many years of service, Moshe Belzer, who has... So welcome to Moshe, a resident since 2015. Yes. Okay. We have here today a public hearing for 34th North Ridge Road. House of Worship. Would you like to begin?
Do we have to open a public
hearing? I think, isn't this a continuance from last time?
It wasn't open.
It wasn't open.
Well,
then we need a motion. Thank you. Do I hear a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open the public hearing for 34 North Ridge Road.
I second.
All approved.
Aye.
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 The public meeting, a public hearing is open. So why don't you begin, make your presentation, and then I will open up the floor to the public.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Shimi Galanda, original 16 South Ridge Road, Pomona, New York. I'm here to represent the Congregation Chabad of Pomona Heights for the special permit for the House of Worship. As the village adopted the code for the House of Worships. I'm going to begin with the code, which is that every property, the minimum property to allow to have a House of Worship is supposed to be 32,670 square foot. And this proposed property for it is provided 45,477 square foot. As the code reads that maximum building is allowed 10,000 square foot, and after all the exercises, the total square foot from the building is 8,836 square foot. The code needs to provide 15 parkings for a house of worship. We opted to 28 parking spaces to take off the pressure from the roads between North Ridge and Overlook. Basically, if we go down the whole bulk table, and everything was provided, and everything is according to the way the code reads. After going back and forth with the village with all the comments, which we addressed on the new site plan, which was to connect to the two parkings, we added. I just got the letter from Spence Engineering, which I just went through it. I mean, everything is no problem to provide. I don't know if we added some evergreen trees on the other side, but we can provide a little bit more and clearer if necessary. Everything for the drainage, whatever the inlets and the outlets will be provided. So there's nothing on this letter that we cannot provide. The only thing from this letter is about the lighting. To the time of the lighting, which we discussed last time, when the light should go off, and we agreed on, I think it was like 10 o'clock, the light should go off, the big light should go off to not to disturb the neighbors. So, again, go going through the list, frontage is supposed, minimum frontage is supposed to be 100 foot in frontage, provided it's 401 frontage. So, as going through the list of all the code, I think we comply with everything in the village code to get the special permit for the house of worship.
Has everyone looked at the letter from Spence Engineering? I want to just make sure we enter this into the record specifically so that we have the seeker comments provide willingness to serve letters from water and sewer utilities. You have your, okay? You will do those, right? You haven't done those yet, have you?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Huh?
Before getting a permit. We're going for
okay. Permit. So you will provide those. Yeah. Provide approval from Rockland County Department of Health for the mosquito code. You will do that. Then the engineering comments, the layout plan from the sheet one, provide properties and zones within 500 feet of the property to the vicinity map. That has been done. I asked the clerk.
Was not done, will be provided.
That will be also done. Okay. Provide standard site plan notes. That will be done.
Will be done.
Provide notes of the curbing along North Ridge Road and Overlook Road shall be replaced if found in poor condition during construction.
Be done.
That also will be done. On-site curb should be granite block curb.
Which is?
It already is.
Yeah.
So that's already done.
Yeah.
Okay. Provide site distance at both exits.
Will be done.
That will be done. Okay. Then grading and utility plan, that's on sheet two. Route CB1 and CB2 to on-site system, or provide a smaller system on the southern portion of the site. Which of those will you be doing?
Well, whichever way my engineer is going to recommend.
We sent these comments, Chairman, to Stu Strode, the design engineer. We haven't heard any comments from him yet.
So we need to resolve which, but yeah. One of those.
All of these comments are to be done, that they're not ready yet.
Right. Good, very good. Well, I'll read them into the record so we have them. S9, show limits of disturbance and total disturbed area. Provide silt fence at the limits of disturbance. All this will be done. Existing conditions. Show existing trees and existing trees to be removed. We've done that? You have done that or will do that?
It's not shown on the plan, but that's to be okay. Done.
So that also is not done.
No problem.
But that will be done.
Yep.
Okay. 12, incorporate a landscape berm. Because they didn't see it on the plan either. I thought that was okay. Incorporate a landscape berm for the green giants along the west property line. That's already there?
No.
That will be done.
Will be done.
All right. Add more green giants to the north and south limits of the western property line. That will be done. And giants should be 7 to 8 feet in height. Show snow storage on the landscaping plants. That will be done. Incorporate notes stating that the village engineer may require additional landscaping and screening at time of construction to meet the intent of the planning board approval. That will be done. Okay. Provide a block curb detail. That will be done. Provide a light pole detail.
I think we gave it in.
Good.
Huh? I think we gave it in, but we'll be...
You think it's already there?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Well, is it there or not?
No, it's not there.
It's not there.
Fine.
So don't say you think it'll be there.
No. Again, it's on the lighting sheet.
Okay, that's why I'm going over this because I want to make.
Again, it will be
I would like clarification. Has it been done? Will it be done? And okay. Thank you. Clearly, we've done that. Provide a time to be determined by the board when parking lot lighting shall be shut off. We had a discussion about that. Well, we haven't reached any final. We said what might be reasonable and so on. Provide fire truck turning templates entering the site from both streets.
Will be done.
Will be done. provide a stormwater system analysis. Will be done. Okay. Thank you for that, letting us know about that. I will now open the floor to the public and then get comments from the board. Unless the board, is that fine with the board? Good.
Sure.
Okay. So, I now open the floor to the public for comment. If you would like to make any comments or concerns, please come up to the microphone, which is as close as you can get right here. But state your name clearly so that we know, and your address, and please come and offer any comments you wish. Anyone?
I want to talk.
Yes, please.
It's Sylvia Watford, 6 Northridge Road.
Could you spell your name?
SylviaWatford.
Thank you. Just in case this doesn't pick it up.
Okay. So, when are we talking about starting the construction on this property?
When are we starting? The question is, when are we talking about starting this project?
As soon as the approvals are done.
As soon as the approvals are done. And what I heard, and I was late, and I apologize for that, is that there's a lot that is promised to be doing, that you're doing, but nothing is in writing as of yet. Is that true?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Ask us the question, and then we'll ask him so we can make sure we get it on here that I can hear.
So,
I used to play in a band, you know.
Okay. I used to listen to a band. So I heard a lot of things that's going to be done, but nothing is in writing. It doesn't seem like it's in writing.
What did you hear that?
I heard that, you know, things are going to happen, but it's not documented anywhere.
Things being what? The start of the construction?
Yeah. It involves the starting of the construction. It's like things that should be done based on the laws or the requirements to build. And it's like, yeah, it's going to be done. And he's saying it's going to be done, but is it in writing somewhere?
Well, here's what happens. This is the planning board, so our job mm-hmm. is to go over the plans,
okay.
make sure that every bit of these plans comply with,
okay.
first of all, the Pomona Village law,
right.
and then the specific law that we have for houses of worship.
Okay.
Once that all seems
done.
Like that's done,
okay.
Then we could grant preliminary approval
okay.
pending comments. Usually they're comments that the board members notice things, the engineer, the planner, so on and so forth. And then once those, for instance, we might say preliminary approval pending, and sometimes there are 15 things.
Okay.
And until they've done those 15 things, they cannot begin.
Okay.
And sometimes those 15 things don't take a long time, and at the next planning board, we grant approval. Sometimes those things, you know, the applicant thinks they will do it, but it takes longer.
Okay.
So, but until, and you can feel free to come here to the village as the village clerk, you know, and when have you heard? But it certainly won't begin before we grant final approval. They cannot begin before that.
Do we have a capacity number? Of this facility, is there a capacity, like a number of people that should be there in that place?
Yes, there is. Let me tell you what that is. I believe, do we have actually a capacity number? We have sort of. I will read for you.
Is that public knowledge?
Yes, yeah, sure. It's all public knowledge.
Oh, okay, so I can get a copy of that.
I believe so.
Absolutely, you can get a copy of that. All the documents we're looking at here
mm-hmm.
are filed
okay.
and need to be filed on time
okay.
before an action, before a board meeting, before
okay.
the TAC meetings, and so on and so forth. So the number, I don't believe that in the documents so far, is that not on,
maybe?
That should be one of the, it seems that should be one of the items, right, on
the actual capacity is something that's really determined by the building inspector, and it's based on the square footage of the building that we're approving, that we're reviewing. So we as a planning board can't make that determination. It's basically done as a matter of law by the building inspector's office.
Okay.
And Lou Zummo is our building inspector.
Right.
Lou Zummo, Z-U-M-M-O. He comes to the here to our office, I think, twice a week, three times
a week.
Yeah, most of the professionals on these boards, mm-hmm. like we're just your neighbors. Our professionals are over here,
where are you
and they look like professionals, you know, and they are, and they work typically for several villages. So, for instance, I know Lou works for Airmont and so on, but we on the planning board, we only work for our village. And it's not really work, it's, you know, we're sort of like volunteers, you know, to do this. But the professionals look at everything, the planner, the attorney, you know, the engineer, and then the building inspector and so on. So that's, yeah.
All right. Now, I thought there was a law that said that the new construction could not be larger than the one that burnt down. Is that
well,
correct?
In the largest this site actually, according to the applicant, has the same footprint
okay.
as the original structure that burned down.
Okay.
We are allowed in Pomona to build up to 10,000 square feet,
okay.
and this is less than 10,000. I believe the
but it's
square
larger than what was there, right?
It's same footprint. So that means the amount of ground it covers is the same. I believe it's 8,000. It's a hefty size.
8,846 square feet.
8,846. You're allowed up to 10,000.
Okay.
So it is under the law, and I believe that 8,000. We'll clarify if you and thank you for coming. If you stick around as we get into when the board asks questions, we will ask. Making sure that it is not any that it, everything is correct what it says, you know. And so they say we're the same footprint. It's the same footprint. So this is what it will look like. Have you seen a picture?
No.
Okay. Could you turn that around for the public to see, please?
So that's like two stories. Is that two stories?
I believe that's correct. Because you took out the cellar.
Yes. It's a basement and a one-story. But the one-story is taller ceiling. So it's actually a one-story with a tall ceiling.
But the basement...
Plus the basement underground.
So...
The basement's on underground still?
Most of it. In the front, it's on... The majority is underground, and on one side it's like halfway up.
How tall is that?
30 feet.
How tall was the building house? Was it 80 feet?
30 feet. 30. 30.
It was 30?
30.
This is 80 or 30?
30.
Both of them are 30?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Is that the building facing Northridge, or is it facing Overlook?
This is facing Overlook.
Okay, so... Is that considered the front of the building?
They're both front of the building.
So you're going to have parking in front of the building?
No, the front of the building is outside. The front of the building is Northridge. That was existing frontage, and that's the frontage.
Okay. But this one has parking in the front, right?
This is the side.
This is the side, or is that the
this
front?
Is the side. This is side. This is front.
Right there?
This is Northridge, yeah.
Okay, so if I'm walking down Northridge, because I walk there,
you'll see this.
Okay, I'll see this in the front.
This in the front.
Okay. And this is the side.
This is the side.
Okay, that's nice. So it looks like a building as opposed to a house. So, I mean, it's a nice building. I like it. I'm just thinking it looks.
Just so you know, all this, all these documents, everything that we have, like the chair said earlier, it's all available to you if you want to.
Okay. Cool. Alrighty, so I guess I'll be getting a lot more information later then, right? As things progress along?
As we progress along, anything that happens from this meeting today, including the minutes, you can get.
Okay.
So you can remember what you said, what we said, what everyone said.
Right.
And you can look at all the documents and any documents going forward, anything they submit, you can get a copy. I encourage you to do that.
Okay.
That's great. And if you have any other questions, please, if you later think of more questions, I'm happy to reopen the public meeting and have you ask more questions. That's the chair's prerogative. So stick around, and any more questions, why, don't hesitate.
Okay. All right. So you know what? I got a letter to come to this. My neighbors did not. Why? Why is that?
That question is answered as follows. That's a very good question. Could you move this, keep it facing that way, but just move it this way, you know, just, or sideways. I don't like, you know. All right. I don't need a bulletproof thing yet.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Plus, that's not going to hold much. That's a great question. I struggled with that one myself. And, you know, I'm kind of lazy by nature. The fact is that there was one neighbor who came in and said, I didn't receive notice. And that person...
That was me.
That was you. Oh, well, wonderful. Okay. Well, gee, so this is great because you actually caused me at least 15 minutes of sweat. I even got my calculator out. So here's what happened. Our law says notices go out to everyone 500 feet from the border of the property.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's determined, and I've been doing this for over a quarter of a century,
uh-huh.
And I didn't know exactly, you know, what is it like from the center, you know, from driveway to driveway, edge of property. It was just explained to me by the engineer the way it's done, kind of draw a circle. You are, now get this, you are 1/10 of a mile from there, plus a little. So 500 feet is 0.0947 miles. So you're just 0.1 mile. So you're just 43 feet shy. Okay. Now, the chair's opinion is, if we encounter this situation again, though it is a public notice, my attorney advised me, you know, everyone gets the notice, but come on. So I think we should be, and I'm making a note to this, that if we should be a little extra careful. So like in tennis, you know, it's on the line, it's not on the line.
Yeah.
You know, so you're unfortunately 53 feet shy of that, but I guarantee you it won't happen again. And for going forward, we'll be a little more careful. We got to stick to the rules. You don't make exceptions, but we stick to all the rules. And the rules put you just outside. But this, you can say, that's within that little squishy zone. So I personally apologize for that.
And she's right across the street from me, and she said, I didn't get a letter.
She didn't get a letter.
Nope.
Well, here's a list of the people who got letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Tell your neighbor across the street, to come in and just let us know where you are. Like, are they? I'd like to know. I'm curious, you know, because I love stuff like this. You know, it's like, okay. And I'm a philosopher, so I'm like always, you know, there's always a little room. You know, Rahman Muhammad, Mordecai, Tarsin of Talyad. What's your friend's name?
Johnson.
Last name Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a Johnson here.
What's your address again?
Mine is 6 Northridge Road.
Right. Watford Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
You are your name?
Sylvia. I got one.
So
I'm not saying I didn't get it.
She did.
Oh, you got it, but your so it's your neighbor.
I think your neighbor is the one that was 43 feet.
So it's your neighbor. Do you know what's your name? And your neighbor's name is Johnson.
Johnson.
What's their address?
On 6, I think they are 4.
Yeah, 6 got 4 dinners.
They're 4.
Oh, no, 4 got us here.
She said
4. 4 North Edmund Fred is 4th North Ridges.
Fred got it. Maybe across the street. Maybe it's 3.
Well, let's check that. Check with them. Because it looks to me, I mean, as far as I can tell, it's only that one, whoever it was.
That's across the street.
If it's across the street, across the street from that, it's not outside the boundary.
If it's across the street from her,
from her,
it could
yes.
be 75 feet further. So it could be it was outside of the boundary, and therefore... That would be the reason, yeah.
If they're across from you, they might or not, yeah.
Okay. They're across the street from me. Fred and Elaine are right next door to me. As a matter of fact, they're closer to me.
Well, the only one that I'm aware of, one, is the one that is 0.1 mile, which is 43 feet outside that 500-foot zone.
Okay.
See, because again, it's public. Did we send notice?
Notice were sent on time, and they are in the office upstairs.
Right. So
I keep them in the
right.
file.
So those are, so that is, you know, compliant with and so that sounds like only that one. You might check, but that's as far as we can tell. There was one that slipped through, but you know, still outside the boundary of what we're required to
okay.
do.
So should they have come to this meeting, even though they're like
everyone, the whole village can come to this meeting. Makes me feel like I'm a star. You know, usually it's like crickets in here, you know? So I love it when people come. You know, it makes us all feel so important.
So then, if you're only people that are 50 feet?
500.
500?
Required to get the notice.
Required to get it?
In mail.
And if you want other people to know, then they should also get it.
Signs were...
We advertised the meetings. They're publicly advertised. So and the idea is that if you get a notice and your neighbor doesn't, you'll talk to your neighbor and say, you know, I got a notice. Why don't you come to the meeting also?
So let me tell you, I also walked, and I walked past that fence, and I saw the notice. But it was all folded up and everything. It was torn and everything.
It was torn?
Yeah, it was torn. But when I went past today, they were clearly noticed.
Well, I think... What happened was
the rain?
No, I think what may have happened is there was an application for something similar to this a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that application, I think there was a fire. I'm not even sure what happened.
Okay.
I think what you may have seen was the old public notice for the old public hearing, which is probably a few years old. It got dilapidated and damaged. And then when you walked by today, you saw the fresh one, which went up probably within the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
No, it was last week that I saw the one that was torn and stuff, but I did see a nice one today.
Moshe is raising his hand there to answer the question. Moshe.
I did request from the applicant's representative to send me photos that it was put on properly, and I do have
today.
Those photos.
Mm-hmm.
I do have those photos. If you want, I can email them to you.
No, I saw it today. I'm telling you, it's good today, but it wasn't last week.
I got on the day, I think it was the 4th, on Monday of the 4th. I believe I don't remember exact, but I believe it was Monday the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
The applicant's representative sent an email that it was put on properly. And I have,
well,
I cannot track it all the time.
I saw it last week and it wasn't, because it was all crinkled up and I had to really stop.
There's just that much I can do, you know. I can request them to send me a picture once.
I really do. I have it. I understand. I corrected it. I saw it corrected. And I'll find it. But the thing that I now want to say
This way, ma'am, Ms.
Okay.
Ms. Wendell, yeah, please.
All right. See, I forgot all about what I was going to say. Listening to those bass.
Well, my grandma used to say that means it wasn't important.
I'll remember.
Well, listen, you can always come up again. Let's hear. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public, please come forward. State your name not loud and clear. And we are at your service, fellow neighbors.
Thank you. It's Andrew Gerson. That's G-E-R-S-O-N. I'm at 28 Northridge Road. I've been a resident here for over 20 years. I was woken up one morning by a fire. At 6 o'clock in the morning, and I ran down there. It was horrifying. I think my major comment and concern to this board is very simple. It's very, very simple. It's about public safety. It's about public safety. And that's public safety of all of the congregants that come in and out of that structure. It's all about the neighbors around who don't participate in that congregation. And I count on the people in front of me to ensure that the things affiliated with public safety from a zoning perspective, from a board perspective, is really looked at in a very diligent way. And that goes to protect the safety of all parties. And to, we just received those documents and all that, and I can tell you that there's seating there for about 226 people inside that building. So 226 people, and I don't know how many parking spots, because I heard different numbers of things like that. So what happens is you create a steel rim, a steel fence with cars that encapsulate that building. I've seen it. I've seen it on the Sabbath. I've seen it other times as well. I've contacted the police at times, because it's important to have that public safety, and it's been violated time and time again. So when I look at those plans, and I can remember every plan in that head that I went through today very quickly, but to answer the question that my previous neighbor answered, that building can hold over 200 people. There are seats made for men and women, not to mention there could be other people in other parts of the building at the same time. So I think it's important to realize that I think we're going to be in a public safety situation here.
Those are all very good points, and I'm glad your testimony that you were there and saw the fire, and we all know how frightening that is when you see the actual thing versus thinking about it. Just let me assure you the following, because, you know, I've been doing this, like I say, for over a quarter century. Here's what happens. You do not get a CO without the chair's signature on the final plans. And that doesn't happen until all the steps have been made and satisfy everyone.
Understood.
And before that, so it's the final buck stops with that. But before then, I mean, for instance, the seating capacity will be set by our building inspector. He will look at that, and he's been doing this. He does for several communities adjoining who also have houses of worship. And I've known Lou for a long time. You don't mess with Lou. Lou says, this is what the limit is. And you say, well, but what about this? And Lou will say, well, did you hear what I said? This, and those who've worked with Lou know that to be the case. So at each step, and it's the job of the engineer, the planner, to make sure that everything's compliant. So a house of worship is a wonderful thing, but it has to be within, and there are additional laws, just so you know, for the houses of worship to have to be met before they are approved.
Understood. But I've seen this same community violate our codes and policies time and time again. So I look forward to a greater community. I was here in front of this board and the village board asking them to build back better. And so I expect to see, hope to see, a structure that's safer for all involved.
Very good. Yes. Again, stick around, follow the proceedings, and take notes. And make sure if we miss something, why, help us. We're just you sitting behind over here doing the same thing. We're just trying to make sure that everything is done up to our code. I will say this, and if you stick around long enough, because this is a house of worship, I am going to read a document letter, which is a letter that I wrote some years ago. I'm going to enter it into the record. It's an official document that from back. It used to be on our website. It's not there anymore. But about why house of worship, why? So I hope you'll stick around for that app before we proceed. I will read that little letter into the and you might like that.
Thank you.
So okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else from the public? Anyone else? You're saying hello, or you're saying?
He's saying no.
He's saying no.
He's saying no. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There was just the last email that they sent today. That
I'm going to read that. I will now read a letter into the record.
Chair, before you do so,
yep.
I have to take a break and go to the men's room.
Oh, well.
I think you can proceed without me, right?
Well, if you're going to go to the men's room,
then
you know, I'll take this opportunity because you've heard this letter.
I've heard it, yes.
So I will take the opportunity, if I may, during the public reading. This is a letter I wrote 5 years ago. We did not have, and it should explain a lot. We did not have a house of worship law in the village. Adjoining villages did. And what it does is it facilitates applicants to actually not just have a house of worship, but to come before the board so the entire village can look at this, and it's all within our regulation that we all agreed on. And so here is what I wrote. This was on the way to the law. Dear honored trustees of the village of Pomona, and this is a letter from me dated July 23rd, 2021. I write to inform you of the planning board's house of worship discussion, item 4 of our agenda, at the planning board meeting of July 22nd, 2021. I first expressed my own views in general terms as follows. Present law in the village of Pomona, which allows large-scale community-level houses by special permit approval of the village board and site plan approval of the planning board on lots with 3 acres or more, and permits gatherings and accessory use to single-family residences provided they occupy less than half the home's areas, are together entirely inadequate to provide for the medium-scale neighborhood house of worship category that so many members of our village require for the practice of their religion. This third category, which already exists and has been worked up in surrounding villages into a form that makes our version of it well-versed in nuanced details of safety and fairness, is, in my view, a moral obligation of the village of Pomona, not merely to accept officially, but to celebrate. My thinking on these matters is informed by my knowledge and experience as a professional philosopher gainfully employed by a leading secular state university. And for what it's worth, it is as follows. First, the essence of a thing, as defined by Aristotle, isn't it great that he went to the bathroom, is that unique defining characteristic that makes something what it is rather than something else. Well, one may then ask not only what is the essence of a particular religion, say Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, and so on, but also what is the essence of a particular recognized distinct practice of those religions that in some cases are more distinct internally within their denominations than externally amongst themselves. Witness the distinction between Mahayana and Theravada Buddhism, which in some ways differ from each other more than they do from Hinduism or Christianity, even up to the question of whether or not God exists. It is my understanding that our neighbors, who identify as Jewish, yet wish to gather at houses of worship rather than or in addition to large temples are in themselves a unique and fascinating way for this community to foster and develop a traditional way of life safely ensconced in the laws of our country, state, and county, state, and country. This clearly, in my view, is the intent of the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson, as I read him, and his wise colleagues prohibited the establishment of a national religion, not to prohibit religion, but on the contrary, to prohibit the prohibition of religion. People, by and large, tend to miss the profound poignancy of this point. As any good historian will tell you, the enemies of religion are rarely atheists or agnostics, though sometimes it is the other way around, but typically other religions. And again, what is essential to the particular practice of religion, prayer, and worship of so many members of our community is, as anyone who has thought deeply about it can tell you, simply, clearly, and unfairly prohibitive of the continuation of one of the great freedoms that makes the United States of America the greatest country in the world, second to none. Not because of our military strength, which is awesome, not because of our wealth, which is extraordinary, albeit in some exceptional cases unfairly encumbered, because of our freedom. And I use absolute in its Hegelian sense, the absolute, in trying to realize itself through us is best realized in those nations that evolve freedom, the ultimate source of our power. Why I am wholeheartedly in favor of the proposed changes to the zoning local law to create a third medium scale neighborhood house of worship category may sound lofty, but it is eminently practical and thoroughly attainable. I am pleased to report that the other planning board members wholeheartedly concur. They express rightful concern with issues of safety, parking, impact on neighbors, fire, and other related safety issues, but also expressed how impressed they and I are by the work that went into this proposal and that everyone involved should be commended. Details, of course, need to be further ironed out in some cases, such as the parking on only one side of the road, signs, lighting, etc. But these are mere details over which we should at no point lose sight of the fertile forest nor of the beautiful trees for which we Pomonians rightfully pride ourselves and preserve to keep. I also stated in our meeting that, in my view, we, the village officials, have a PR problem with this entire house of worship issue, exacerbated in no small part by the lack of information and education of some of our residents about the facts of the matter, not merely misinformed ideas about them, and requires some strong leadership in the positive direction from the village, which I must say has been fair to middling. That our surrounding communities have enacted such a law, that we are behind, not ahead. Pomona should be a shining example, leading progressive change, not following someone else's initiatives, that having such a law would in fact alleviate some of the issues, such as parking, etc., by providing explicit, worded, clear, and distinct rules for all to follow, including requiring permission from the village boards to have a house of worship, should be made available to all village residents, well known, out in the open, where for God's sake an idea like we the people can breathe. And that is why we are here tonight. So let us continue to breathe. If no one else from the public has any comments, we will close the public hearing. You can always reopen it.
One more question.
Very good. This is why you have a rule. We have to say, do I have a motion to close? You see, you've got in.
Let me just ask.
Yes.
So there's a house of worship like less than a mile away from this one. How many house of worships are we going to have, or how many are currently here in Pomona within this?
I can't tell you how many we're going to have. I can't tell you how many we do have. We've come before the board. Who has that data? How many houses of worship, official houses of worship, are there?
I couldn't give you a figure. I just don't know.
All right. The clerk will find that answer. I'm curious myself how many we will have.
Is there a limit?
I do not believe there is a limit, and that is the federal mandate for freedom of religion. But if you have the idea of starting a house of worship, all you don't have to make any amendments to your house. Come before the board and ask for the houses of worship law, and if you check off all the requirements, can have a house of worship yourself. There's nothing more beautiful than people sitting around. You know, it's like not poker night, you know? I mean, poker night is cool. To me, this is like nice. People, you know. So there may be more, but they will have to comply with the rules that we have set. And I encourage you, to follow all the proceedings, see how it goes. Because this is a very interesting, even if I wasn't involved in this, I'd be very interested to find out how it goes. But I can tell you this. A friend of mine who's a federal judge looked to some of what we've done as a model. He's in Chicago. They're having similar issues. Part of the problem is that many places do not go to the trouble where the community comes in and everybody works together to come up with something. So this is an ongoing issue throughout America. It's not just the major religions, but you know, these houses of worship, they can be, you know, so, yeah. But we'll find out.
I think I can guess, well, it's not a guess, but since the law was changed, I would say that we've received, this board has received applications, and they all have to come before us. I think it's four or five.
Four or five?
For the village.
Within this area?
Within the village, the entire village.
Okay.
The boundaries of the village.
Thank you, young man.
I think I don't think it's more. Probably four, maybe five, perhaps even six. I don't know, but somewhere around there.
It's definitely fewer than 10, and it's probably more than somewhere around four. I don't remember the specific number. I didn't want to pull one, but that's good. That's good.
I just want to be clear. I want to be sure that this is what happens. Houses of worship don't pay any tax. Is that correct?
Attorney.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's something we cannot really determine. It's not part of the planning process, so it's not within our wheelhouse to determine.
Okay. So can people actually live there? Could it be their residence? Because you just said to me I could form a house of worship in my house. I live there. Is somebody going to live in these houses, or is it just like a church that I would go to where nobody would listen?
I don't know if anyone's going to be living in this, but if you were, for instance, to make your own house a house of worship, I believe the tax assessor would then assess how much of the house you live in as your home and tax that. And if it's a religious use that's tax-free, you'd get a reduction.
My understanding is it's the same as if you use your home for business, okay? And what happens, and there are different laws for different states, but the state's going to want a piece, and then you say that, and the Fed government's going to want a piece, and so they have different rules. But for that, you would just consult your tax accountant and the tax assessor. And if the tax assessor doesn't give you the break that you expected, then I believe you can challenge that, right?
So if I were not living there, it's the same thing. It's still a house of worship, right?
In what regard?
In my church, nobody lives there.
Okay.
So it's a bona fide church or whatever you want to call it. Since nobody's living in it, is it different?
The churches, I believe, are taxed. They're like all religious.
Yeah. They're taxed. They're not taxed.
Right. Well, but a church, like for instance, that temple across from middle school, from Pomona Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my kids went there. My kids went to all the East Rambler kids. Mm-hmm. They went, and they got so sick and tired of every time we drove by that Zoroastrian temple. I mean, for about 5-6 years, we did not drive by that. That I didn't say, "Hi, I'm Dan Kolak, and I approved that temple." You know, like the politicians do.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it got a laugh for like 2 minutes for my kids. I have to like, oh no, here we go. You know, they go like this down in the car, lower. But we have many temples. We have a Hindu temple, you know, Zoroastrian, you know, it's beautiful. But they do not pay taxes, I believe, at all. So, you know.
Yeah, churches don't either.
Hmm?
Churches don't either.
So that's all I want.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. So now, unless someone sneaked in and we didn't see, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second that. And
all in favor?
All approved?
Aye.
So, public hearing is closed. I now turn questions over to the board for the applicant. The board members have, what are your questions? This is the time to ask them. Clarifications, concerns, reflections.
I have a question for the engineer. There's a lot of comments here.
Yep.
I guess it's a stupid question, but I think your comments here, they cover everything outstanding, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Right. Just for the record, also, all these comments is tough to get the final for construction.
Correct. These are more or less really a standard comments, and they really relate to some specific construction details, some typical notes that should be put on the plans. Nothing that the engineer hasn't seen before.
Well, the board needs to see specific answers to each and every one of those.
Absolutely. And his engineer is actually, he said that he has the same comments, and I don't think he has any issues.
So well, whether he does or not,
yeah.
He's not the one who approves it. He
absolutely
advises us. So we need to have, that's why I read it into the record. At the next meeting, I'm going to ask, and what is the address of this? And I want to see it in writing. I want to see it on the plan and go on down the line. More?
No, that's it.
I want to then just do this, and I will have other questions later. This is on behalf of Stanley Jacob, who sent this to the Village Hall today, to our clerk, to the Village of Pomona Planning Board. I am writing regarding the proposed site development plan application for the neighborhood house of worship at 34 North Ridge Road. Do you have a copy of this letter? Does he have a copy of that? Does the applicant have a copy of this letter?
No.
Please give the applicant a copy of this letter and read along with me. As direct neighboring residents, our family will likely experience the greatest day-to-day impact from both the construction process and the long-term operation of this project. We respect every community's right to worship and gather peacefully, and our comments are intended to address practical neighborhood concerns that we hope the planning board will carefully consider before approving the applications. I believe you all have this letter too in your packet here.
Do we?
It's part of it. It's part of the public record now. It was sent to the office. We need to read it in. We respectfully ask the board to closely evaluate the following issues. Traffic volume and safety on North Ridge Road, especially during services, holidays, gatherings, and special events. 2, adequacy of on-site parking and prevention of overflow parking on nearby residential streets. 3rd bullet, construction-related disruption, including noise, dust, heavy equipment, road obstruction, and construction hours. 4, long-term noise levels from gatherings, outdoor activity, deliveries, and increased vehicle traffic. Outdoor lighting and its impact on neighboring homes and nighttime privacy. Stormwater drainage and runoff concerns resulting from new development and increased paved surfaces. Preservation of neighborhood character and buffering between the property and adjacent homes through landscaping, fencing, and setbacks. Clear limitations regarding building size, occupancy, event frequency, and hours of operation. Because neighboring residents will bear the most direct impact of this development, we respectfully request that the planning board impose reasonable conditions and safeguards to minimize disruption and preserve the quality of life of surrounding homeowners. We also request that all traffic studies, parking plans, environmental reviews, lighting plans, and site drawings be made readily available for public review prior to any final approval. Thank you for your consideration of these concerns and for ensuring that the interests of all affected residents are carefully weighed during this process. Respectfully, Stanley Jacob. Now back to other board members.
Well, I can comment on his letter. I think it's broad in concern, and I think it's summarized in the last line. We request that all traffic studies, parking plans, and rent reviews, lighting plans, and site drawings be made ready available for the public review prior to any final approval. I think that would be the specifics that he's looking for. So I would ask the clerk just to reply and let him know that all this is available for review, and you would recommend that he come take a look at it and he can see the specifics of what his potential concerns are.
Excellent. And I agree. You can reply and say, come in and look over all the plans and do just as my colleague said. Look at those reports and make sure that you've done them all so that they are to be looked at. Because if there's just a say-so, they got to be in writing, they got to be actual studies, got to do all that. Traffic study, you know. It's all got to be clear that a non-professional, ordinary neighbor can see and look at. Other specific questions?
Nothing for me. So where do we go from here?
We wait for, I see Moshe starting over there.
Well, being a new member of the board, I personally would like to have a little bit more time just to go over these bulk table calculations and make sure that they look okay.
Take all the time you need. That's why we're here.
But not right now. But if, maybe during the week to come. Or
okay.
Something.
Okay. So we'll
coverage calculation
here. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this. Right now, we're in a position where the planning board is not the lead agency for CECRA. My understanding is that.
Explain to Moshe what CECRA is.
Yeah, the CECRA is before we can act, we have to under the State Environmental Quality Review Act of the state of New York. We have certain protocols we have to examine for each project. And who does that is the lead agency. Normally for these types of applications, regular building applications, the planning board acts as the lead agency to do CECRA. However, in this village, under CECRA, the board of trustees has taken it on themselves to do the CECRA review. And they're undertaking that review right now. Until they finish that review, we as the planning board cannot act.
Okay.
So my understanding is that they probably will be acting on Monday, the 18th of May, and that if at that time they issue a negative declaration, then we are free to act. In addition to that, they also have to make a determination on the special use permit application that this applicant put in. And that also is in the purview of the Board of Trustees. So once the Board of Trustees acts, assume they act next week, then this board can then make a determination on whether to grant planning board approval. So if you need a little more time to review, we can't act tonight anyway.
Right. We can make no action until CECRA.
So it's up to this board if they wish to wait until next month and then determine this, or if the Board of Trustees acts and you want to call a special meeting, you can always do that in 2 weeks' time or a week's time.
Yeah,
that's up to the board.
Right.
Which I know the board doesn't like to do. Normally.
We do not like to know. So we're going to have
to. So I just throw that out there just for
that. That will be, so you're going to have a month, you know, because that'll be at the next board meeting. And our next board meeting is.
I don't remember offhand.
It's the second Thursday of June, correct?
There's no, yeah.
Sorry, third.
No, it's the second, I think.
Second Thursday of June. So you have until then, because it's as soon as we could act.
What, attorney? What was the name of the person you had mentioned that does typically does the bulk table calculation verification that you mentioned?
That would be both the engineer and also the planner. That would be Max Stack is our planner.
Okay.
And he's with Nelson, Pope, and Boris.
Max Stack?
Yeah, S-T-A-C-H.
Would you give Moshe all that information, please?
And he has also, he has very detailed memos at every meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he did one for this meeting, but I haven't seen it. But I did have some communication with him. So it's out there. And if you have any questions regarding that, you can also direct it to Harris's office, Mr. Martin Spence.
It's pretty simple. Required, provided. There's no variances.
Yeah. I did some preliminary calculations, made some notes.
Okay.
And the numbers look pretty close to these numbers, but not exactly, so I just wanted to...
They could be wrong. Who knows?
Well, I was an engineer, so they always taught us, you know, we always have people checking when an engineer has an idea, does a calculation, and the other guy doing IB&D, he would check the other engineer's calculations to make sure everything's kosher. So, it's good to check.
You'll have to make sure
the numbers are all kosher.
You have plenty of time until next month for the meeting for that. But the memos, we should see those, right?
Yeah, they're part of the record. I'm assuming that I've been out of the loop for a while on this planning board, but I believe the common practice of Max is to issue these memos on a regular basis until he's satisfied. Once he's satisfied, he stops writing the memos because everything's fine then. So any inquiries can be directed to Max or to Martin Spence's office.
So and our clerk will give you that. You'll give him the information for that.
Yeah, the email is the best way to get it.
Yeah.
That's June 11th is the next meeting.
Sorry?
June 11th.
June 11th, yeah. So you have between now and June 11th.
Yeah, I just need to add a couple of days.
Good.
What is that?
And for instance, if you look at the floor area ratio.
Excuse me, can we have some order here, please?
I'm sorry. If you look at the floor area ratio calculation, it says there's a note, which is not a note on the other ones, the other bulk table calculations, that in this case, the gross floor area was provided by the architect, as opposed to the... So when I checked that number, it seemed a little bit off from what I calculated. So
yeah, the numbers should all jive. They should all jive at some point.
Yes.
So I think that's something that the engineer and the planner double-check.
Right. Yeah. Okay, good.
Looks good. 45,000 square feet, which is 20% of 10,000.
I count these numbers on the 4966 and 4984 for the two floors.
So I'm assuming that this is, I'm
right.
Assuming that's what the square foot is.
Right, I don't assume that. I look at the drawings and then calculate myself just to see how the numbers compare.
So
it's still under the 10,000.
The staircase is only the first floor gets calculated. The openings don't get calculated. It only gets calculated at one. The certain deductions are calculated.
See, so I don't know about that. That's why.
So that's where the number comes up.
I'm the new guy here.
I got it. but this is where the numbers match up.
Right.
This is then going back and forth with the Zumo and with everything to make sure that
okay. Very good. Okay.
I have one thing. Let's do. You've all had a chance to look. Not you, Moshe. You can't vote on this because you weren't there. Can we approve the planning board minutes?
Motion to approve the planning board minutes from the previous meeting.
Though I have a correction, clerk. On page 3, you have Dan Kolak mad a motion. It's made. I haven't called mad, but I feel for the Socrates, they make him drink the Kool-Aid, so that's made. With that one correction, I vote. Motion to approve the minutes. Second. All approved. Aye. So minutes are in the record. So for last week, I just want to, this is more of a, this is a little nuance. So this is something that should be considered. We discussed it at the last meeting. Donna, who made the comment, would like this, at least recall it. It's in the meetings, and it's, I think it's an important question, especially having read that letter. The distinction between a traditional house of worship, this is from the meetings, and what may be perceived as a larger temple-like structure. Okay, so the village house of worship regulations were originally intended to accommodate smaller scale religious gatherings, often within existing residential homes, rather than the construction of large temple-like facilities. Okay, and I noted there that the proposed structure may raise questions as to whether, I don't know the answer, whether it falls within the original intent of the village's house of worship provisions, and advise the applicant, that would be you, to be prepared to address those concerns during the review process. We've heard those concerns, excuse from Ms. Wendell too, it looks wonderful, but the question whether it falls within the original intent is something to be considered. It's an open question. I don't know what the answer is, but I just recall all that, and I bring it forth just so that we don't lose sight of that question. Then Donna's comments about I didn't see addressed anywhere, because she, to praise her over the quarter plus century, is the only, Donna Palisea was the only board member who religiously went to and saw all the sites, which we as individual members are encouraged to do. We don't go together. That's would require a meeting. But she expressed this, and I don't know what the Donna Palisea noted that she visited the site prior to the meeting. She described the property as currently consisting of a long, relatively narrow, white building with a strip of parking located in the front. She further observed that there is a steep slope running along the rear of the property and stated that it appeared significant excavation and grading work would be required in order to push the slope back and create additional parking behind the proposed temple building. What is your answer to that question?
Initially, it was two separate parking, and the village requested that we should do that to connect it.
Before the fire.
Before the fire. Now, the one we have now, the two driveways connect behind the building. That was a request from the village.
Okay, but their question, will there be the significant excavation and grading would be required?
We're going to have to break rock to make that connection. There is a little mountain of rock. We're going to have to break it. That's the majority of Pomona.
Okay, but that requires an additional...
additional grading?
Yes. And how will you break through that?
With hammers,
okay. All right. So that's the roadway connection. The roadway connection will be for parking.
It's right here.
Yeah, I see that.
Connect one parking, the two side parkings to be connected.
Right. Okay. So,
traffic.
All right. That's all from me. Anyone else? Comments from our professionals? Any concerns, questions?
No, Mr. Chairman. All my questions have been answered.
All right. Well, then, I believe we need a motion for a continuance to June, and I already forgot.
11th.
Do I have a motion for a continuance of this hearing to the 11th?
So
Motion.
Motion.
Okay, all approved. Aye.
Aye.
Continuance until June 11th. Thank you. So we have now, before we close the meeting, we have, I believe, the question of old. Is there any old business?
No.
I'm old. My ass hurts. Does that count?
No. Talk about it if you'd like.
That's okay. Listen, I confess, you know. I'm like, you know, I don't have, I'm secular. I can't even go confess. Challenged, you know. Probably if I had to confess, somebody would go to confess, I'd be a hell of a lot healthier. All right, now I need a motion then to close the meeting.
Adjourn or close?
To adjourn.
I don't know.
Adjourn the planning board meeting of
the 14th.
Motion to
adjourn.
Adjourn. Second.
All right, all approve. Aye. Thank you all very much. All right, that was fun.
Okay,
we got some action.
Beautiful.
All right.